Right. Well, the secular education network began in 2012 as a result of various parents being ostracised in their community. So we had some people up north who were ostracised from their community because they'd pull their children out of religious instruction. Also, parents who have experienced hostility from schools when they tried to take their children out, because basically it was assumed that all the children would participate. So when parents insist on having it out, then accommodation has to be made for the children. So it was resulting in things like children being given rubbish duty and, you know, being given, you know, various other questionable, degrading things that were essentially like punishments, right? I mean, you give children rubbish duty when they're being punished. So they were being given the impression that they were being punished. And, of course, this was quite upsetting both for the children and the parents. It was a result of this that we started a Facebook group called Keep Religion Out of School. And the essential part of it, the essential core thing, is to say, hey, all children should be welcome at school. We shouldn't be having a system where the children are excluded and put aside for any particular reason, or that they should be made to feel different or ostracized because they're of a different religion. So the law refers to primary schools, right? So there's no secular requirement in secondary schools, but for primary and intermediate, those schools there's a legal requirement that they're secular. When they're open, so you know, when they're operating, they're meant to be completely secular under the legislation. But there's kind of a loophole which says that if the school is closed, then the children, you know, they can run these religious instruction classes. And I want to be clear about what we mean by religious instruction. Okay, we're not talking about a broad, you know, a study, objective study of religion. You know, where they discuss the, you know, the pros and cons of particular religions. We're talking about teaching the doctrine of Christianity primarily. So 99% of the programs are not providing an unbiased approach. What they're doing is they're getting Christians coming in from the local churches to prophetize to the kids about what they believe. So I know the term indoctrination is seen as kind of pejorative. It's, you know, like it's some kind of insult. But that is actually what they're doing. They're teaching the doctrine of the church, you know, that, you know, Jesus is, you know, the Son of God, and, you know, basically the entire Christian doctrine. And this is what they're teaching to the children, obviously in a way that's, you know, relatively friendly. You know, that's not like they're scared. Well, say, they can scare the children. I mean, many children come home upset about the idea that their parents are going to die a fiery death and you know, suffer in hell. I mean, that kind of thing has been taught. It's not necessarily mainstream, but that's the kind of harm that potentially can happen. So, yeah, and obviously there's the ostracization of those who don't believe in the particular Christian faith. You know, so, you know, I'm talking about Muslims and Hindus and Buddhists. You know, do we want our state schools basically ostracizing these children any more than they already are, which, you know, it's already a problem.
So would the Secular Education Network object to kids being taught objectively and broadly about all religions?
No. In fact, we're quite supportive of that at the right level. So when I say the right level, I mean, you know, at the moment the RI programs run at something like between 5 and 6 years old, before they can even read and write. What we suggest is that they do, you know, we should be teaching about religions, but we should be doing it at either intermediate or secondary level, and that we have teachers do it who are teaching an unbiased curriculum about religions, which covers all of the major religions.
So what are the real goals of the Secular Education Network? What change would you like to see?
The primary change we're looking at is a change in law to remove what's called the Nelson Clause, which allows religious instruction, by which we mean indoctrination, in public schools. In other words, there's a loophole which says, well, you can officially close the school, but the children remain there, in these you know, community volunteers who are Christians come in and can prophesize to the children. We want to remove that ability so that can't happen. You have to realize at the moment there's no requirement for parents to be informed about this. Okay, so very often the parents are not even aware that this is happening with their children. Okay, and even even when they do become aware of it, and they opt their children out, you can't. There's not necessarily a permission system, right? So the parents don't need to be asked for their children to be included in this. And when they do find out, often when they try to opt out, they get this resistance and hostility.
In order for a primary school to let this happen, you're saying they have to close the school in order to teach religious instruction?
Well, when I say close the school, it's like officially closed. In other words, there's no difference. You know, they don't turn the lights out. They don't tell the children to go home. Basically, they just declare it closed and then continue teaching. You know, as far as the kids are concerned, they're still at school. They're still sitting at their desks. The teacher that comes in is still the teacher. They don't realize that it's a volunteer from the local church, and what they're being taught isn't necessarily true, right? They're being taught that this is true.
So I understand the Secular Education Network is launching a nationwide campaign today, is that correct?
Yeah, so they've actually been running a publicity campaign. Basically, we're trying to get the word out about what the problem is and you know, why we think we should be changing the law. Now, we've been running a legal challenge. Unfortunately, the legal challenge has run into a bit of a roadblock, in the sense that the Human Rights Tribunal is not sufficiently funded and resourced to be able to take our complaint. So it looks like our complaint, which we've been going through the courts, is going to take another 4 years to be resolved. So there are problems there. So we're trying to basically reach out to the community and say, hey, look, you know, is this what we really want for New Zealand schools? Do we really want to be, you know, ostracising children just because they're the wrong faith? And, you know, there's many parents with this problem. And the network is literally a network of parents. What we're trying to do is provide a support network for all of the parents which are facing the same problem, and to, you know, apply pressure to schools to make sure that they do think about this inclusion principle, because they have to think about it in many other regards in terms of race and, you know, sexual identity and so on. So there's a whole lot of reasons why it's important to be inclusive as a school, and I don't think that's being recognised, because there's far too many schools which continue to run these programs which result in children being ostracised.
I've heard that people of the Secular Education Network have been handing out flyers outside of schools and so forth. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so this is a strategy we've used. I don't know if it's a strategy, but in order to reach out and reach the right people, we've done this multiple times since 2012. We sort of had a bit of a hiatus on it as we were focused on the legal aspects until recently, but now we're sort of like we've decided to put a bit of money into it and to you know, get the flyers printed and, you know, ask our volunteers to go out and start handing them out in front of schools. I just want to emphasise, we're not trying to pressure anyone or intimidate anyone. We're simply trying to educate people about this particular point of view and this concern that these parents have.
This morning there was an interview on Morning Report with Tracy Kirkley, who is the spokesperson for Church's Education Commission, and she said the Secular Education Network are claiming falsehoods based on outdated information, and she said there is certainly no evangelisation going on or being encouraged by us. What do you make of that?
It's not true, quite frankly. I mean, furthermore to that, The legislation is quite specific about it. There's a few points. First, the legislation was specifically introduced in order to allow indoctrination in schools. They call it instruction, but it's not called education for a good reason. Right? So when they call it instruction, it's trying to avoid the word indoctrination. But in terms of it is teaching the doctrine of the church. If you look at their educational materials, they're teaching the children to believe in God and Jesus as the risen God. So there's no question about this. Furthermore, you know, they make claims that the material is outdated. We have got virtually every piece of material that's been used since 2012. So, I mean, we've got it from various sources. we've asked Paul Morris to review these documents. Who's an expert in the area of religion, and you know, his position is quite clear that, you know, these are not materials which are teaching about religion. These are indoctrinational materials. It's pretty clear. We've had independent experts declare this. Furthermore, the Christian Education Commission admitted it in court. They admitted that what they're doing is not simply educating about religion. So basically, they're just picking their venue. So they, you know, they make one claim in court, they make another claim in public. So I think it's very disingenuous, to be blunt.